On today's show, Mercedes is going to make a massive investment in electric cars. Formula One crowns a new world champion, and John has something to say about Donald Trump, NAFTA, and the automotive industry. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show for enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Last week we reported Mercedes was considering dropping diesels in the U.S. market, but those rumors were denied by a company spokesperson. However, Mercedes' parent company Daimler is definitely putting more emphasis on electric vehicles moving forward. The head of R&D told a German newspaper that it plans to invest $11 billion to develop 10 electric cars on the same architecture by 2025. Three of the vehicles will be for the Smart brand. And thanks to new breakthroughs in battery technology, they will have a range of 700 kilometers, or about 435 miles. We hear a lot about how connected and autonomous technology will benefit cars, but it can also improve manufacturing operations. BMW is now using this technology in logistics. For example, it's testing these autonomous transport robots at its Wackersdorf plant. You've probably seen similar transporters at other plants, but these are unique because they don't need guides in the floor to navigate. Instead, they measure the distance to wireless transmitters to calculate their exact position and route. BMW is also testing autonomous tugger trains at its Dinglifing plant. These transporters haul components over longer distances between warehouses and assembly areas. And BMW is working on developing a connected supply chain to allow the company to know where a part is and when it will be delivered. If there is a delay, the system can automatically come up with an alternative route to make sure the parts arrive on time. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Infiniti wants you to hashtag unleash your potential. That's the slogan for a new study the automaker is conducting, where it will measure and identify a person's level of excitement while driving the new 400 horsepower Q50 Red Sport. Working with a company called Emotive, Infiniti will strap a wireless EEG headset, which records electrical activity in the brain to participants, to measure mental performance indicators in subconscious responses. That information is then translated into meaningful and easy-to-understand data that Infiniti hopes will tell it what emotion, power, and excitement really means. It may seem kind of silly, but other automakers have been employing like-minded methods for years to help them engineer and develop better vehicles. The information could also be useful in an autonomous future, because if you know what a driver is thinking and how they feel, the driving experience could be tailored to those emotions. Toyota has some catch-up work to do on electric cars. It seemed to be putting all its efforts into fuel cells, but now it's ramping up its work on EVs. The automaker just developed a new way to observe how lithium ions behave when a battery is charging and discharging. It's using super high-intensity X-rays to watch the behavior of lithium ions in real time caused by the differences in materials and structures within the battery. Toyota says this will help it understand the cause of battery degradation, and that should lead to better performing and longer-lasting batteries. The Formula One season wrapped up yesterday, and we send a big congratulations to Nico Rosberg for winning the 2016 Formula One Championship. Mercedes dominated the series once again, taking home the Constructors, winning all but two of the races. Rosberg only needed to finish on the podium in Abu Dhabi to win the championship and ended up coming in second. His teammate, former champion Lewis Hamilton, who would have won the championship if Rosberg hadn't finished on the podium, was ahead of him and deliberately drove slowly to try and bunch him up in the field to prevent Rosberg from winning the championship. Hey, that's what they do in Formula One. Rosberg's victory has historical overtones. His father, Kiki, won the same title 34 years ago. Coming up next, John has something to say about Donald Trump and NAFTA.
At Bridgestone, our engineers want to help make sure you're not stuck on the side of the road. Our revolutionary drive guard tires are engineered to take a puncture and drive up to 50 miles.
Ready to go.
Watch the Olympic Archer demo at BridgestoneTire.com.
Donald J. Trump's election as the 45th president of the United States stunned just about everybody, including me. His presidency will have a profound impact on the American automotive industry. From NAFTA to CAFE to EVs, the rules of the game are about to get thrown out the window. I want to share some of my thoughts on these topics this week, and today, let's start with NAFTA. It's easy to see why so many voters agree with Trump to rip up the North American Free Trade Agreement. Trade between the U.S. and Mexico grew sixfold since NAFTA started, but far more goods are flowing north than south. Mexico now enjoys a $60 billion a year trade surplus with the U.S. No wonder so many voters agree with Trump that NAFTA is a jobs killer. President-elect Trump says he's going to slap a 35% tariff on goods coming in from Mexico. That would definitely kill off Mexican imports. But it would also cripple the North American automotive supply chain. Look, like it or not, Mexico is an important low-cost source of parts and components that make U.S. plants globally competitive. Chop off that cost advantage and U.S. exports will suddenly become non-competitive in global markets. Of course, Mr. Trump's rhetoric may be carefully calculated. Just the threat of a 35% tariff sure gives him a great bargaining chip going into any negotiations. And isn't it interesting that Canada's Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, now says he's ready to renegotiate NAFTA too? Canada has a proportionally bigger trade deficit with Mexico than the U.S. does. I just hope both leaders realize any trade agreement with Mexico is critical to the health of the North American automotive industry. Anyway, that's how I see it, and I welcome your views and opinions in the comments section. Tomorrow, I want to talk about Trump's views on regulations, especially fuel economy and emissions. But that brings us to the end of today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.